lifetime of music, Cartoon Radio.
Well, as promised, a calendar of events that everyone is invited to, and the best part about it, free of charge. Mr. Greg Dunn, Place Activation Coordinator, joins us once a month, along with Saskia. She's going to alternate with you. What's happening at Curtin University?
Good afternoon, Jenny. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we have a lot of events and activities happening around campus, and our event season is off and kicking, and it's really going to be great. So we have our first Barefoot Lunch, which will be on Thursday, March 7th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I hope it's cool.
I hope it's cool, too. But we'll have live music by Adrian Wilson.
But we don't want to burn our feet. That's what I'm getting at.
No. You don't want to burn your feet, and we'll have shade, and we'll have rugs and comfy furniture and great stuff.
Okay, let's elaborate a bit on that. The Barefoot Lunch, is this the first time you've done something like this?
No, we did it all last season, so it's kind of part of our ongoing events and activities for Place Activation at Explore Curtin.
Which is great to open up the university. March the 7th, which is a Thursday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Creative Quarter. How do people find that? Well, this is the thing. All the buildings are red brick.
It's just actually directly behind Curtin FM.
Oh, I think so. I know where it is.
Yes, it's directly the lawned area by building 208, 202, in there.
It'll be signed.
There's a cycle hub. So the cycle hub, and then Teletubby Hill, as I call it, is a little big long hill.
And turn right.
Turn right, and you're right there. And you'll hear the music, too. So the music will guide you into by Adrian Wilson, who's fantastic.
Comfy furniture, delicious food. You have food trucks there and some free giveaways.
Free giveaways, yeah.
So everyone's invited to that.
Everyone's invited. Everyone's welcome. It's a free event. It's a fun event.
Do they need to bring a rug to sit on?
No, we provide the rug. We provide the furniture, tables, shade, everything.
Good on you for that. This is terrific, you're providing this to the public. And you're actually seeing quite a few people walk through the university, aren't you?
Yes, we have. We've seen them walking their dogs, enjoying the great landscape and lovely gardens that we have here.
We do. And they, after 4:30 of an afternoon, they can park anywhere free of charge.
And on the weekends?
And the weekends, of course. Yes, we'll get to that as well for the weekends.
Yep.
Now, what is the Holi Festival, H-O-L-I?
Holi Festival is one event that I'm really excited about. So this is our event. It celebrates the Hindu Festival of Colors, and it's also about getting rid of the evil spirits. So it's also about the good spirits coming out with color.
Great.
So it's really good.
Might go to that.
Yeah, we will. So what we do is they splash color on each other. There's dancing.
Uh-oh.
So you got to wear your comfy, kind of old, ruined clothes.
I was about to ask you, does it wash out?
No. It does. It's a little tricky. It's tie-dye.
You'll have
a new tie-dye shirt, and it's don't wear Dolce & Gabbana, though. So
what about your hairdo and everything? You get colored hair out of it?
Colored hair, you get it everything. You really immerse yourself in the colors.
I have seen this sort of festival, I suppose, not here, but on television, when they've held it, you know, for the Hindu festivals.
Oh, it's so great. And we'll have henna tattoos. We'll have a giant elephant where you can take pictures in front of it, inflatable elephant. And it's just a really great celebration, and it's everyone's welcome. It's fun. It's kind of engaging for people to get into that culture and to see that culture and be a part of that culture as well.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's Thursday, the 14th of March, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Creative Quarter, the same place as the Barefoot Lunch.
Absolutely, and if you check us out on our Explore Curtin Facebook page, it will have directions, it will give you information. You can also go in and say that you go to the event, and then we'll send you information and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Now, it's just, what's it called, the website again?
It's Explore Curtin Facebook page.
Okay, Explore Curtin on the Facebook page. That's fantastic. Now, things to do on campus at any time.
Yeah, like we talked about, we have our lush parks and gardens that are great for a picnic, a stroll, bring your grandkids, have some fun, just relax.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. We have a basketball court. We have our exchange district where you can go to IGA, get your shopping done, 90-minute free parking, which is great.
Okay, how do they manage that? Where can they park?
They park just underneath the IGA Tucker Fresh off of University Boulevard.
Is that developed down that end?
It's a little city. It's so fantastic with all the retailers. It's very vibrant and fun place for people to come and enjoy and grab. You can grab lunch at La Vita, which is a great little Italian restaurant. And the food is really delicious.
I think it's fantastic. It's like a city here now.
Yeah, it is.
And the public are invited to go into IGA.
All the time, anytime.
And the little restaurants.
Little restaurants. We have a stadium as well, recreation, so you can sign up for stadium and do recreation, workout, and they have a bunch of club events as well.
So a few of the things that you see when you walk around the university here at Curtin, artwork,
yep.
Murals, what else?
We have a gallery to the Perth Festival, which is happening right now, which is until the 14th of April. And that's a fantastic art exhibit by Robert Fielding called Kinar Munu Jintu.
Oh, well done.
Thank you. I practiced that
a little. Not bad for an American.
Yeah. Which means moon and sun.
Okay. So the gallery is not far here from Curtin Radio.
No, and with this warm weather, it's a nice place to go in, get some air conditioning. See.
So it's open. How often is the gallery open for
people? It's Monday to Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
And Saturday and Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. So they have to pay for parking Monday to Friday if they come, but on the weekend it's free.
Yeah, on the weekends it's free.
So there isn't a cost to go into the gallery, is
no,
there?
No, it's free.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. That's covering it. What about the disc golf?
Disc golf is open all the time. Come and enjoy it. It's an 18-hole disc golf course with a frisbee. You throw the frisbee and play it just like you'd play golf.
Really? That
yeah.
sounds easy.
It's really fun and really engaging and just something you can do at any time you want to. And then there's competitive groups out there that play disc golf. And our disc golf course was the first disc golf course at in Perth.
Yes, I hadn't heard of it before.
Yeah.
How do they find that?
It's just at the Edinburgh Oval, and then if you go onto our Explore Curtin.
Oh, it's all there. That's what I'm
trying to get. It's right in the middle. You'll see the course, and then just off Beasley Avenue is the beginning of the course, and there's signs directing you to the different
holes. Do you have a partner with you, or can you play on your own?
Play on your own. You can play with partners. You can play with a group.
Okay.
There's the Perth Disc Society that has tournaments going on all through the year.
So you can join up and become a regular at it.
Absolutely.
So what you do, you throw the frisbee to the next hole. Is that right? Is it far
away? Yeah, so it's
like
they have like putter discs, frisbee discs, and then they have a driver disc. So you try and throw it all the way about like 100 meters.
Wow.
And then you get it close to the basket, and then you use your putter.
Oh, you do use the golf putters.
A disc. It's a frisbee disc, but they call it a frisbee disc putter.
That's
so they're all different sizes and different weights, and then you throw
it. Well, that's something different, isn't it?
It's something different, something fun, something you can do any time. You can bring the family. You can have a picnic lunch out on the grass and just make a day of it.
I know. I've been tempted to come back and sit on the grass here. It's beautiful of an afternoon. Now, what about the Curtin Stadium?
Curtin Stadium is a place where they have a great gym, they have a great club events, they have a cheerleading squad, they have also the basketball league. So that will start up, I believe, next week. And then you can come down, check them out, check out our Curtin Carnabies.
You'd have to join up if you join the gym, wouldn't you?
You do have to join up for the gym, and you just check that out
on
the website.
But the other events are part of at the gym all the time, are they, these other events? Okay, you might like to become one of the sports or something.
Yeah, it's a fantastic gym. It's really nice to work out. It's got all the state-of-the-art equipment. And come down, they have a coffee place as well inside the gym as well.
It's very impressive.
Yes.
Coming in here early of a morning, the car park's nearly full.
It is. It's amazing how many people get their morning workout.
Yes, I look at it and think, I must do that one day.
Yeah. That's for tomorrow.
That's for next week. Okay, and remind everyone again, the parking is free after 4:30 p.m.
Correct, 4:30 p.m. and on weekends, and if not, a 90-minute free parking underneath the IGA at University Boulevard and Beasley Avenue.
Good to know, because you go and have a meal or something.
Yeah, or pick up some groceries, 90 minutes, you don't have to pay.
Good on you, Greg. You work hard at it. Thank you very
so much
indeed.
Radio.